Machina de Escrever Publisher presents Skateboarding Capital, The Skateboarding Story in Brazil by Victor Augustus Graciado Silva. Self-narrated book by Valeo Audiobook. Original book published by Machina de Escrever Publisher. Produced by Bookwire. Year, 2023. Preface. All historical research begins with questioning. The questions that open doors are going to lead to the answers. Each door leads to a version of the past. This book aims to answer a question that arose in 2018 after the release of the feature documentary and the exhibition held at the Municipal Museum of Art in Curitiba, MAM, about the cultural project Curitown, the culture of skateboarding in Curitiba. This question made us continue with the research and also led to a new cultural project, which became wider and dove deeper into the history of skateboarding, resulting in an audiovisual set of short films about each skater interviewed and the publishing of the research in audiobook format and also this book. The Skateboarding Capital, The Skateboarding Story in Brazil came from the following question: was Curitiba the first and the last skateboarding capital in Brazil? In the 1970s and 1980s, the skateboarding culture was still being raised. It lacked the muscle to sustain a single city that brought together industry, brand, championship, and park. And today, 2023, can we say that there is a city in Brazil that centralizes and moves the skateboarding scene as Curitiba did in that period? Skateboarding culture is resilient, diverse, and reinvents itself. In 1972, when everything was unknown and new, the pioneers of Piranha skateboarding created the references. Our essence began there. And skateboarding passed from one to another and evolved from generation to generation. Creativity and freedom drive our skateboarding story. This is what we are trying to express in this book. Victor Augustus Graciado Silva, editor of machinadescrever.com.br. The 1960s. In 1918, the concept of skateboarding aroused. In the United States, an 11-year-old boy, named Doc Heathball, disassembled a pair of roller skates, fixed its axles with steel wheels on a board made of wood, and went out for the first ride with one knee resting on the board and the other following the foot that boosted it. Many years passed by until Californian surfers began to surf the sidewalks in the late 1950s. The so-called sidewalk surfing. A small board with adapted skate wheels at the bottom marks this beginning and in
sample complete. Ready to continue?